Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Ken Crozen back on the show. Kenneth is someone that I've been telling you about for a long time. Before I knew him, I was telling you about his work because I was so impressed with some of the things he did. And I'm still talking about some of the research that he's conducted and has published. And he is one of the top intellectual property attorneys on the planet and certainly in our brain trust. And he's a partner with Foley and Lardner. And he's our good friend, Ken Crozen. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
You're doing great. It's good to have you back. Ken,
good to be back.
I don't know if you've been keeping up with this, but there's a little bit of a kerfuffle going on in the state of Florida primarily right now. The Florida State University Florida. Well, actually, it's Florida and Florida State. The Seminoles and the Gators. You know, these schools have these colleges. There's a lot of money riding on their brands, isn't there?
Absolutely.
The names, the images, the merchandise, et cetera, et cetera. Well, these schools are literally in the process of putting high schools on notice that if they don't quit using similar names, in other words, Podunk High School in Florida can't say that they can't keep using Gators. Maybe they've been the Gators for 50 years, but they got to quit doing that. Or maybe an image that looks sort of like the Gator image or the Seminoles or whatever. They're putting schools in two or three states on notice that they got to quit doing this, or they're going to sue them. Talk to us about this.
Well, that's in the area of trademark law and trademark infringement in particular. And if you have a name that you want to use that's confusingly similar to or confusion in the minds of a consumer to a mark that somebody else is the owner of, then you've got a problem. And that's what that's all about. And, you know, universities for many years have just sort of sat by and not really enforced their trademark rights. But like you say, now they realize that there's money in them their hills, and so what they're doing is they're saying, okay, look, you know, you guys are going to have to stop now. What's likely to happen is as is the case with many of these intellectual property suits is there will be some kind of resolution, a settlement of some sort, so that possibly there might be some kind of a licensing deal struck,
right,
so that these high schools or other organizations might be able to license the mark from the Gators and the Seminoles. That's one aspect of it. Now there's another aspect of it too, and that is that there's lots of names out there that are not entitled to trademark protection because
I want to
public domain.
I want to hold on to that one because I want to do that in the next segment. I want to come back to, if you don't mind, Ken, I want to come back to the bind that these brands, these marks have put, protecting these marks, have put the colleges in, because these high schools are their feeder schools. These are the schools and the kids and the coaches that these schools count on. They compete with these against each other, the colleges do, to get these things. So they're literally suing their partners in getting, you know, who bring them football players and cheerleaders and students and scholars, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a real tough issue for them, isn't it? How do I know, you know, I got to protect my brand, but at the same time, I've got a relationship with these people. That's some of the strange bedfellows that intellectual property creates, isn't it?
Yeah, there is an element of that, although in my experience, you can have two companies that are business partners in all kinds of things, and yet one might sue another for a violation of their intellectual property.
Well, but see, you're talking about two full-grown, tough-as-nails businesses. This is school. These are school. These are children. Some of these people who they love the fact that their school is the Gators. We're talking, Ken. We're talking school pride here for these kids. You're messing around with something. You could get hurt talking about that kind of thing. Hold on to that thought, Ken. When we come back, we're going to ask Ken to explain to us about the issue of what marks are registrable. What marks can you own? And what marks can you not own? And there's a couple of other projects out there, things going on that I want to ask Ken about, not just the Seminoles and the Gators. 20 Tail, right back with Ken Crozen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.